The American economy created 244,000 jobs in April.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiatakis from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. Thousands of Americans went back to work in April as private companies added the most jobs in a month since 2006. But the nation's unemployment rate was up slightly, 0.2% to 9% for the month. It's a Labor Department report that has some analysts scratching their heads. Economist Gary Burtless is with the Brookings Institution. He's with us now from Washington. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So what's your takeaway from these numbers?
Well, it's reasonably good. It's not spectacular. Unfortunately, part of the drop in the unemployment rate since late last fall is due to the fact that people are discouraged and they're dropping out of the workforce. Part of it is due to the fact that there's been an increase in the number of people reporting that they hold jobs. But let's be clear, for the economy to rebound to where it was at the end of the last economic expansion, we still need over 10 million additional jobs. And the pace of job creation, even at the accelerated rate since last November, is just too slow to reduce the number of jobless at the pace that we need.
Is the economy able to do that? Can we do that? Can we create 10 million jobs?
Well, in past recessions that were as deep as this recent one, there was also a very fast rebound of the economy. Two things make the current situation different than those recessions in the mid-70s and the early 1980s. The first is that productivity growth is running considerably stronger now than it was back then. So that means even with the same growth in the economy, fewer additional people would get jobs. The second thing, however, is that the pace of the economy's expansion in this recovery is substantially slower than it was in those previous deep recessions. So the economy isn't growing as fast coming out of the recession as it did in the past, and we need faster economic growth in order to increase employment at the same pace as we did in the past.
Gary Burtless with the Brookings Institution, thank you.
Thank you.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are higher right now. The NASDAQ up 1.5%. The Dow up 155 points, about 1.25% at 12,739. Goldman Sachs said today oil prices may be lower than they've been over the past month. Oil's trading at about $100 a barrel right now. But prices will climb back to much higher levels next year. Warner Music Group, which includes rock guitarist Eric Clapton and crooner Michael Bublé in its lineup, is being sold for $1.3 billion. Industrial group Access Industries is going to take on nearly $2 billion in Warner debt. The future is a little murkier for the nation's Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. That's part of the new agency set up as part of Wall Street reform. But we're learning today Republicans are trying to restructure that agency before it's even built. Their plans, all in a letter sent yesterday to President Obama. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
44 of the 47 Republicans in the Senate signed the letter. 60 votes are needed to end a filibuster and start a vote on a nominee. So the Republicans have guaranteed there won't be a vote. They want major changes first. They say the head of the Bureau would be too powerful, and they want to make the Bureau submit its budget to Congress for approval. Right now, the budget comes from the Federal Reserve. American University political science professor James Thurber says the president can make a temporary recess appointment, but that would leave the Bureau in a weak position.
Weakens the agency because the person does not have the authority of a permanent appointment and the authority of the Senate behind that.
There are already three bills pending in the House that would take away some of the Bureau's authority. One would make it easier for the Bureau's rules to be overturned. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace. Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact Email Marketing, providing small businesses and nonprofits with personal coaches to help them succeed. ConstantContact.com. By Mass Mutual, offering business owners financial guidance for the long term. Information at massmutual.com.
And by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day on the web at manta.com.
Kraft Foods said profit fell by more than half. Company said it may have to raise some prices this year. Domino's Pizza said costs for meats and cheeses didn't go up as much as expected, and sales were up more than 8% with help from its new pizza recipe. In Cuba, the morning cup of joe is about to get a little harder to swallow. As part of Raul Castro's cost-cutting plan, the government is adding ground-roasted peas to certain blends. From Havana, the BBC's Michael Voss reports.
Cuba was once one of the world's leading coffee exporters, but last year's harvest on the state-owned farms was the lowest ever recorded. Today, most of the coffee drunk here is imported. The bitter-tasting pea mix was first introduced in the 1980s, and older Cubans like José Luis Alejo have fond memories of the blend.
I remember it perfectly, and it was acceptable. In fact, when a Cuban was offered pure coffee, many people didn't like it. We thought it tasted bad. The problem comes when you run out of peas and start using corn. It's happened before.
The mixed coffee only applies to the subsidized supplies which everyone receives with their monthly ration card. Until now, the whole family had a coffee ration, but as another cost-cutting measure, children under six will no longer be entitled to their daily fix. In Havana, I'm the BBC's Michael Voss for Marketplace.
And finally, here's your chance to own a piece of Hollywood history. The house from the movie Home Alone, remember that one? It's for sale. The family that's selling the Northside Chicago home has lived there for more than 20 years, including during the six-month stint while the film was being shot, and Macaulay Culkin was running off bungling burglars in the rest of the house. The asking price, by the way, is $2.4 million. Of course, the makeshift burglar repellent system, you know those, sold separately. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. Online at marketplace.org, the podcast will be there. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The makers of Lay's potato chips have invented a new kind of salt. It's reportedly healthier and tastes the same as table salt. Why fix what nature already gave us?
That's what the consumers are increasingly asking for. One, I want healthier products. Two, I don't want to compromise on the taste.
I'm Tess Miglund, having your chips and eating them too. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.